Here we go, here we go. Welcome to the fourth edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. Over the next 3 weeks, 16 of the best secondary school debaters in Lagos will face each other in all knockout matches, win or go home. 8 round of 16 matches, 4 quarterfinals, 2 semifinals, 1 third place match, 1 final, 1 winner, 1 million naira. Yes, the 1 million naira grand prize is up for grabs as usual. A big thank you to all our sponsors and our partners who made I Beg to Differ happen. Webster University Ghana is our prize sponsor. Webster University gives you the opportunity to start your college education in Ghana and finish in the US, Europe, or Asia. They also offer scholarships for courses like computer science, management, psychology, media studies, or international relations. If you are interested in getting admission, call them on 091-223-74818. You already know that the winner gets 1 million naira, but that's not the only prize up for grabs. Webster University Ghana is also giving the runner-up 500,000 naira and 250,000 naira to the second runner-up. Obiwizi.com has prizes for the top three finishers. They're going to get all kinds of things. There are laptops, there are tablets, there are smartwatches, there are speakers, everything is in there. And you know Obiwizi.com, they've been hanging with us since the very first tournament, and we're so grateful that they're still here as our partner. They also provide, apart from new and good as new devices, they provide repair, advisory, and after sales services. Check them out today on Obiwizi.com. And all 4 semi-finalists will walk away with a tablet from RLG. RLG is a Nigerian original equipment manufacturer. They're based in Ilesha. That's in Osun State. They manufacture laptops, computers, decoders, smart electric meters, power banks, and yes, tablets. And all our contestants are getting a goodie bag from Storm Body Spray. If you are watching our live stream, you're seeing some of the goodie bags that they've already received, courtesy Storm Body Spray. And a big thank you to our hospitality partner, Booker Hot. Booker Hot is making sure that each debater gets a good meal to reach charge. So, because I mean, debates are tough. You need all the energy that you can get. And when they're done, they go downstairs and they get a good meal, courtesy Booker Hot. Now, you know Booker Hot as a restaurant, but do you know they also provide catering services for all of your events? They handle private events like birthday parties, owambes, corporate events, all of that stuff. So give them a call today. With all of that said, let's debate. Let me introduce our contestants. Our first debater is our number 16 seed. He earned that spot last week in a playoff victory. He's 13 years old. He's in JS3 at Cayley College. Fabian Chibundu, welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is replacing our number 1 seed, who pulled out at the last minute because of a conflict in her schedule. She is a 14-year-old SS1 student at Star Diamond International School. God's light, Israel. Good to have you on I Beg to Differ. Welcome.
Thank you very much, ma'am.
The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. And this is especially for those of you who are listening to this tournament for the very first time. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points that your opponent made. Remember that this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. And that means no do-overs if you make a mistake. The clock is the clock. Our panel of judges who are joining us from all over the world, listening online, will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you style points. Number of opponents' points addressed is important during the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will earn you style points. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You will switch sides. You will have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points that you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier on. Now, you both know your topic. Technology is creating more jobs than it is eliminating. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Let's decide who supports or who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. We're going to use God's light. God's light, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the side that you choose, you're going to support the motion. If it lands on the other side, you will oppose the motion. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Call it heads or tails?
Head.
Heads. Heads it is. So we've got God's light, Adeola, supporting the motion that technology is creating more jobs than it is eliminating. Lagos will take a break. When we come back from this break, you'll hear these children debate. Don't go away. The debaters are ready.
My name is Adekunle Bora.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClemens.
My name is Ola Pisis.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos. Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In my research, Nigeria sets out just an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flaunt.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwizzy.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You're going to hear from our second debater, actually, who is 14 years old. She's a student at Star Diamond International School. God's light, Adeola Israel. Your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and my ever attentive audience. My name is Israel Gosler Adeola, a student of Star Diamond International School, Ojudu. I'm here to support the motion. We say technology is creating more jobs than it eliminates. But before I proceed, I'd love to define what technology is. Technology can be defined as the application of scientific knowledge to the practical aim of human life, or as it is sometimes phrased, to the change and manipulation of human environment. Firstly, technology creates jobs through the provision of digital services and products in all sectors, especially in areas where a lot still needs to be digitalized. It creates relevant jobs in virtual spaces to users, innovators, managers, and entrepreneurs. Despite the claims to the contrary, innovation is a job creator, not a job demolisher. Secondly, in today's world, use of technology is inevitable. So instead of cursing it or badmouthing it, we should learn to live with it and make the most out of it. It raises the bar of efficiency, productivity, and safety, which is not achievable by humans alone. Also, it's not be for the first time whereby there will be a shift in employment due to technology. History has an evidence of the fact that technology has been the creator of jobs rather than destroyer of jobs. A World Economic Forum estimates that by 2025, technology will create at least 12 million more jobs than it destroys, which is a sign that in the long run, automation will be a net positive for society. Automation, technology advancement can change the nature of job, but does not completely cause unemployment. Therefore, there is no need to cause panic, but rather prepare for the future by constant updating and learning. That is why it's very important for we humans to diversify. We have no choice but to diversify the economy to earn revenue, create jobs, and to boost economic growth. The future is digital and is an advantage most in the globally competitive world that we live in. For instance, according to research by Ravin J. Sitterson and John W. Boothroyd, authors of Reinventing Jobs in 1985, the US has 60,000 ATMs and 405,000 bank tellers. By 2000, the number of automated teller machines and increased to 352,000. Was this bad for humans? I leave you with the answer. The number of human bank tellers also spiked up to 527,000. That was 20 years ago. Can you imagine how many human bank tellers and how many automated teller machines we have in Africa? Talk less of the whole world. So innovation does not always mean extinction of jobs being eventually replaced by new ones. Technology can also represent a complementary force in workplaces. However, technological innovations result in improved lifestyle. Here we take the example of 3D printing technology. Building houses with 3D printing is a great technological innovation. This innovation will create more affordable houses. Hence, more and more people may want to buy a house. And with more consumers, more houses will be built. Hence, we create so many jobs, but of different kinds. It is very important to remind ourselves that automation does not have a universal effect on employment. Machines can either be a substitute or a complement to human labor. In addition, lumberjacks, milkmen, movie projectionists, typesetters, video store clerks did disappear this technology. But do not panic. Technology also created a host of positions that never before existed. Think about it. Computing specialists, social media managers, digital marketers, YouTube content creators, energy engineers, software and app developers, drone operators, virtual assistants. How many people worked in these areas that did not exist 50 years ago? I leave you with that thought. With this meaningful point of mine, I hope I'm able to convince you that truly technology is creating more jobs than it eliminates. Thank you.
God's light there. Thank you very much. And well done. If you just tuned in, you're listening to I Beg to Differ. Our second debater is sitting down and watching God's light and smiling like, oh my God, who be this babe? Her opponent is Fabian Chibundu. You met him last week. He's our number 16 seed. Fabian is opposing this same motion that technology is taking more jobs, creating more jobs than it is eliminating. Fabian, your 3 minutes start now.
Machines will replace humans. Artificial intelligence will outpace people. There will be no jobs for the poor. Chaos, famine. That's mainstream outcry plaguing our world today, and it is indeed validated. Good day, panel of judges, moderator, timekeeper, fellow co-debater, and my listening audience. My name is Fabian Chibudu from Kale College. I'm here to oppose the notion that technology creates more jobs than it eliminates. Technology has already led to the loss of many jobs. Take telephonics and telecommunication sector, for example. This sector was happy chassis from 1881 to 1981, but due to technology and the invention of internet and other means of communication, employment within the sector has dropped to less than 10%, making millions of people to be displaced due to technology. Let's bring it back home. Ziggy, MTN's customer service care. This is performed by an AI, but it was once performed by a human being. Due to technology, it has now been displaced, and artificial intelligence performed this job. And it's not just MTN. Many organizations worldwide perform this. Think of how many people that have lost their jobs due to artificial intelligence performing this. Oxford University have placed a report that 45% of jobs will be displaced in the next 10 years. Jobs like drivers, police officers, soldiers, builders, and manufacturers. Why is that? Because machines can do the same things humans can. In 1983, an article by Wassily Leontov, he pointed out that due to the rapid pace of technology, it will be hard for workers to adjust, and many workers are now being displaced by technology. An example of this was when machines were introduced into the manufacturing industry in Nigeria. Many people were displaced by machines, and only a limited number of people that could operate the machines were retained and company executives. Let's bring it to the banking sector now. Due to the introduction of ATMs, computers, and digital banking, many bankers that had experience, years of experience, were displaced due to machines. Now think, how many millions of people have now been pushed out of their jobs due to technology? The way things are going, it seems like the only jobs that remain is to create and operate this technology. In times past, technology was driven by man's intellect. Now technology is pushing and forcing man's intelligence. With its rapid pace, technology is slowly replacing man as the most vital asset of any organization. Yes, technology has its advantages. But with its uncontrolled growth, technology has displaced and will continue to displace jobs in nearby future. And maybe jobs are coming for your job too. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Fabian Chibundu there. Fabian is 13 years old. He's in JS3. And he's our number 16 seed at Cayley College. His opponent is 14 in SS1. She replaced our number one seed who pulled out last minute. She's actually number 20 on our rankings. And she is from Star Diamond International School. You heard from God's Light, Israel, Adeola, God's Light, and Chibundu. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, it'll be time for your rebuttal round. During the rebuttal round, we hope that you will shred the points that your opponents have made. And there are a lot of points that have been made today. Lagos, let me remind you that we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Share your thoughts on the points these children are making via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Tweet at us using the hashtag IBegToDiffer, Nigeria Info. Info, hashtag Nigeria, I beg to differ Nigeria info. Tweet at us about what you're hearing today and let us know if you agree with God's Light or you agree with Fabian. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Let's take a break. We will be right back.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajikede Burak.
My name is Anna
Rambo. My name is Brian McClement.
My name is Ola Pisis.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In my research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, obwizzy.com, Booker Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time for round two. For the second round, we will start with the motion opposer. The motion opposer is Fabian. Fabian, your 2 minutes start now.
Same. It was stated by my opponent that said that technology is the reason why many employments and jobs have been given by technology. But it's a fact by MIT management that Brujo Ifsal stated that the sluggish employment rate within the last 10 to 15 years is majorly due to technology. She also stated that displacement, technology displaces jobs and also creates them. But might I ask, -1 + 1, is it true? Is it 3? No, it's 0. If it displaces and creates more jobs, it's indirectly creating no jobs at all. And how come with the fast and rapid pace of technology, only 10.8% of Nigeria's current workforce is employed? And half of these people doing jobs that don't even involve technology in any single way. Many headlines by many news publications have put justified headlines like 1.2 million jobs will be lost by 2025. 20 million jobs will be lost by 2040. And this has even been justified by AI experts themselves, stating that 40% of jobs will be displaced due to automation in the next 10 years. AI experts, people that know more about this technology, stating something like that. Is our jobs really safe from technology? Studies have shown that technology has even reached the height of importance that is competing with human healthcare. The government studies have shown that larger economies of today... The government fund more on technological advancements than they do into the study of cancer care. Cancer that kills millions of people every single year is now seems to be inferior compared to technology. Technology has also gotten rid of unskilled and low-skilled labor. What of those that were not privileged to have to be computer literate or have formal education? Does that mean that they will stay without jobs? Is technology really giving more jobs than it's eliminating? And yes, technology, it's a fact by Institute of the Future that technology, no, up to 50% of technology's limits has been exploited. What of the jobs that seemingly seem to be safe from automation? In the next 15 years, I want to be a pilot. Would they still need pilots by then? Would maybe a surgeon will be a robot now? Or the person taking your temperature or holding a stethoscope in the hospital will be a robot. Technology, this mainstream outcry plaguing our world today, is not a paranoia, but indeed something we should worry about. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Fabian. Well done. Okay. All right, Lagos, let me remind you, we're streaming live. You can watch these kids live on Facebook. You don't need to listen alone. You can watch too. Watch on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Watch on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. His opponent is 14 in SS1 at Star Diamond International School. Her name is God's Light Adeola Israel. Your 2 minutes start now.
All protocol duly observed. I still remain Israel Godslike Adeola, and I still stand on my stance that technology is creating more jobs than it eliminates. Yeah, you talked about there'll be chaos for the poor, for the farmers, and also for the unskilled and semi-skilled labor. But let me remind you, that is if they remain uneducated or unskilled. But if they begin to get better opportunities and also get skilled through training and development programs, and it can also be adverted to the government if they fix wealth distribution. And also, they can also learn to do more of this technology because the world is not remaining the same it used to be over years back. You can imagine how, over like 50 years ago, how was it like? And look at now, people are moving further and further. You also talked about 45% of jobs will disappear in the next few years. But let me inform you, a lot of jobs have been around this year through a lot, through technology. Look at Jumia. Jumia, for instance, is now an online store where people can sell and advertise their goods online. And when these people order these goods across the country, they need to be dispatched by dispatch. They need to be dispatched. And this has created a lot of jobs for dispatch riders, also cars, also bus. Have you looked at Uber's Bolt and InDriver? These people from different suburbs have entered the job market. And now, a lot of you who don't even get a job easily can just get a driver's license, learn how to drive. And now, they are making money from this job. You also talked about technology replacing workers. Yes, technology replaces workers. But how many of these workers would they replace and how many would they create? They will create a lot of works to be done. Because people we're not in the age of 1960s or 2000s. We are 2020 and we're moving from century to century. We are always upgrading. And that's why we need to always diversify in our economy. Okay, you also mentioned, in a much cited, you talked about a great economist, Wassily Leontief, that said, with the rapid pace of modern technology, to be hard for workers to adjust. But yes, let me inform you, if you don't know, years back, a lot of people have adjusted to many jobs. Even presently now, this technology, this radio station is going on, and a lot of jobs have been created. An example is Sandra Ezekwesili and another staffs of this company. You also talked about millions of jobs have been destroyed due to technology. Yes, millions of jobs have been destroyed because as they're destroying jobs, more have been created and better ones that will make our world become a better day. Yes, you talked about technology replacing workers. You talked about technology replacing workers and the workers are being laid off from work. But let me inform you, machines will never become self-aware and set their own programs and algorithms. Human beings will always be at the helm, determining and setting their parameters. Machines that complement labor makes them to make their job productive. In other words, machines cannot fully replace workers, which means that machines help people to like make their jobs easier and better within time. Moreover, and also, human beings are the ones always giving them insights. Human beings cannot work on their own, such as automated teller machines. They cannot work on their own because human bank tellers are also in banks. Thank you
very much. Well done, Israel. God's light, Adeola. Good job. Well done. Oh, my God. Lega. Let me remind you, you can watch this live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. This has been a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. We'll take a break. When we come back from that break, we'll find out if we do have a winner or if we have a tie. If we have a tie, we'll go into a tiebreaker round. You switch sides. Fabian will oppose, will support, and God's Light will oppose. You're going to have 3 minutes for your presentation and rebuttal. So during the presentation, you're going to make new points that Fabian did not make, and Fabian, you're going to make rebuttals of the points that you made earlier on to oppose God's Light. So fingers crossed there's no tie, but if there is a tie, that's what's expected of you when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we are streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Again, thank you to all of our sponsors and our partners, Webster University, signing the checks that we're going to give to these kids, obwizzy.com providing gift items that we'll be providing alongside the cash money at the end of the day, RLG Communications giving tablets to the final four, and we have Storm Body Spray, who has already provided the children with souvenirs, and finally, we also have Buka Hot, refreshing these children, providing food and nutrition when they are done with this debate today. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Please stick around.
Yeah. get breaking news, updates, and the best of talk.
Women have to work twice, even thrice as hard for them to get things that just come so naturally. It's a lot of
money. Thanks, Monet. I miss Accra. But I'll never forget the canals of the Netherlands and beautiful St. Louis in the U.S. I really feel like a global citizen.
That's the Webster advantage. A quality American degree, small class sizes, top-notch campus facilities, and the chance to spend up to a school year in the U.S., Europe, or Asia.
Apply now to become a Webster University student for undergraduate studies or to pursue a master's program.
Call 0908-656-6875 and visit webster.edu.gh today.
The debaters are ready.
My name is Ajikede Bura.
My name is Anna
Rabo. My name is Brian McClements.
My name is Ola Princess.
The panel of judges are ready.
The judges have decided.
The prize money is ready. 1 million naira.
There's only one question left, Lagos.
Are you, the audience, ready? It's the August edition of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament.
In Nairis Research, Nigeria sets out an increasing number of skilled workers.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. Join me from August 8th as the best student debaters go head to head.
There are different safety measures that Okada riders do flood.
Weekdays at 4 on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. This tournament is supported by Webster University, RLG Communications, Obiwizi.com, Buka Hot, and Storm Body Spray.
Thank you again to our sponsors. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. The judges have decided. I have the results. Let's find out if we have a winner or if there's a tie. Well, thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate. But there can only be one winner. And during the presentation round, God's Light Adeola scored 34. Fabian Chibundu scored 28. For presentation style, God's Light and Fabian tie at 20. In the rebuttal round, God's Light scored 23, Fabian scored 23. For rebuttal style, God's Light Adeola scored 17, Fabian scored 20. The judges have said to me that they deducted 10 points from God's Light for plagiarism in the presentation round. In fact, they looked up what she plagiarized and they sent it to me and it was word for word. And so they deducted 10 points from God's Light Adeola. So the winner by 91 points to 84 is Fabian Chibundu. Congratulations to you. Well done. We're going to see you next week for the quarterfinals. You're one step closer to that 1 million naira. Well done. And
thank
good
you.
Job.
Thank you very much.
And God's Light, well done. You were so impressive today.
Thank
I
you
wish
very
you didn't
much
plagiarize. The judges are running real-time searches while you are debating. And they're checking each sentence that you state. And this time they found a hit almost word for word. But thank you for coming. Thank you for putting up quite a show. We loved meeting you.
We hope
we see you again during the next edition. Thank you to both of you. You can leave the studio now. Don't forget to get your food from Buka Hot downstairs. All right. Congratulations, both of you again. We hope that we see Chibundu next week. We hope we see Adeola in the next edition. The other two contestants, please move forward. And don't forget your bags from Storm Body Spray. Well done to both of them. They did so well. The judges actually considered an outright disqualification. I had to do a beg, a beg. And then they deducted 10 points. But, you know, here we are. All right.